This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This being a Friday and there being more going on than just jobs, we're going to take the next four or so minutes of live radio to dissect the economic week that was. Anna Swanson is with the Washington Post. Sudeep Reddy is with Politico. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Sudeep, given what Mitchell had to say, let me just ask for a little extrapolation on wages and how much room the job market has left to tighten yet. Because, I mean, we talk about full employment, but maybe we're not really there.
Maybe we're not there. This week, we entered the ninth year of the economic expansion. I don't think any of us expected to have come through this long without being knocked down by all the economic and political and security crises we faced around the world for 8 years. So that alone is an accomplishment, but it's also been a remarkably mediocre stretch of time. So it kind of suggests an underlying malaise to go that long without seeing a pickup in wage growth, pickup in overall inflation. It just points to really weak demand and a subdued nature to the economy that we just can't seem to pop out of, even if we're getting steady growth in jobs.
Anna, your gut on the duration of this recovery then and what it means for the job market, we're just stuck here.
Right. Well, as I think our friend Janet Yellen says, recoveries don't necessarily die of old age,
right?
So we could see this mediocre recovery go on for a while, and it certainly has been. You know, economists have been pretty surprised by how resilient this job market looks. We've been adding jobs at a very steady clip for, you know, eight years now. But the economy still looks kind of remarkably like it did last year. And I think that's one thing to note, you know, that the presidency may have changed political parties, but the economy hasn't. It still looks pretty similar under President Trump as it did in the past few years.
Right. All right. So, Sudeep, to overseas and the president being in Hamburg at the G20, the 20 biggest economies in the world, ostensibly about global trade and sustainability and all of this. I wonder, though, if you expect anything tangible to come out of this summit.
We probably won't see tangible policy coming out of a summit like this, but these gatherings are really useful for how countries calibrate their positions and what this tees up down the road. This is a very striking difference in this summit and how far apart the U.S. is from every other country. At least most of them had been coming together, partly due to U.S. Guidance to try to bring these 20 economies together. And now this is the big test for the go-it-alone approach from the Trump team. There's a reason U.S. governments have avoided that approach for the last seven decades. We kind of have to just see whether this will lead to the great trade wars of 2017 or just more bluster and a lot of talk, but not a whole lot of follow through. That's the big question that's on the minds of everyone coming out of that summit.
Well, so along those lines, Anna, I want to play you a piece of tape here. It's audio from the president's weekly address that he taped clearly before he left. It ran about 2.5 minutes, the whole thing did. And he got to talking about his trade policy and how he's going to fix it and how it's going to be better, by gosh. And at one point he said this. Here we go.
And that's why we are pursuing a total renegotiation of NAFTA. And if we don't get it, we will terminate, that is, end NAFTA forever.
A little reality check there. As the president is in a multilateral environment over in Hamburg, he is saying another thing back home.
Right. Well, and I think with NAFTA, that's going to be incredibly complicated. The government has been receiving comments on NAFTA, and they've received thousands of public comments since they said that they were going to negotiate this deal. And a lot of pushback from interested industries, especially, you know, some of the people in the Midwest that were some of President Trump's biggest supporters, agriculture and industry. So, you know, with this isolationist rhetoric, I mean, it does seem like this is the closest that the world has perhaps been to a trade war in a long time. We're hearing rumors about how other countries are, you know, drawing up lists. How they might retaliate to hit the U.S. where it could hurt most.
Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. Anna Swanson's at The Washington Post. They are both in our studios in the nation's capital. Thanks, you two. Have a nice weekend, huh?
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you.